coming up on All Access.
He's probably one of the toughest quarterbacks I ever faced in my career.
The Colts have come back from a 15-point deficit to tie it with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski, touchdown. That was like stealing.
Get the pressure on, you hear me?
Bolden to the left, at the five, going to run over a man and carry him into the end zone, touchdown.
Still leaving some plays out on the field, but at least we're making them. We're making them. We just got to make more of them.
The first time I saw Stephen Gregory play football was in a Curtis High School junior varsity football game, and he was just scoring touchdown after touchdown. And I realized that his days on the JV would be numbered.
I don't think there's any question that he can make all the throws that he needs to make. He's already made them this year.
Blasted Buffalo with an historic comeback, scoring 35 unanswered points and winning their second game of the year. Welcome to Patriots All Access. I'm Steve Burton. The Patriots return home this Sunday to take on Denver, and that means our first look at Gillette Stadium with Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform. We got a jam-packed show and a lot to talk about. We begin with a look back at the sights and sounds from the win over the Bills.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Tough physical football, 60 minutes.
Line on three. 1, 2, 3.
Stick the minutes on three. 1, 2, 3. 6 minutes.
Don't let this pass you up. Let's show them who is the new dog in town in this division. Let's go.
You look to the man to your right and left. We're playing for each other today. Here we go, baby. His squad on three. 1, 2, 3.
Next one.
Brady back to throw, great protection, steps up, shoots it long and deep, and it is caught. The bang-bang catch by Rob Gronkowski. Handoff, Ridley coming to the left, drives it inside to the end zone. Touchdown.
That's it, Steven. Nice job. Attaboy.
Back to throw, Fitzpatrick tipped in the air and intercepted at the 49-yard line of the Patriots.
That's complimentary football. That's complimentary football.
When we substitute in the no huddle, we can't all go around the quarterback or it's going to be 12 guys in a huddle, okay? We got to create some space. We got guys coming in. We got guys going out. We're trying to figure out what the personnel is. But let's don't all get around the quarterback and have form a 12-man huddle. You with me?
Play action fake by Brady. Time over the middle it goes. Caught by Gronkowski and across the 20. Fumble on the play. Ball on the ground.
I like the way we're playing. I think we got the ends under control. I think we have a good idea what to get done on these other guys, okay? And we're working good together. We need to keep doing all those things. We've got to start making some plays down the field, okay?
Hand off to Spiller to the right. It's going to go down to the one and be driven back.
Ball's out.
Ball on the ground. Patriots recover at their own 4-yard line. My goodness. Play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski, touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
Get the pressure on, you hear me?
Inside handoff comes to Jackson to the right. He gets to the 40-yard line, ball on the ground. Ball on the ground as he was popped pretty good.
Nice disguise, that's a real good disguise.
We're just going to finish this game the way we've been playing it throughout. Just as hard and as tough and as physical as we have been. The most important thing for us to be here in the, after the next 12 minutes of play is to be 2-2, fellas. That's what we're after, okay? 2-2.
Brady handoff, Bolden to the left. At the five, going to run over a man and carry him into the end zone. Touchdown. I'll tell you what, as soon as he turned the corner, I knew he was going to drive that defensive back into the end zone, and that he did.
I
know you were.
We kept fighting.
We kept fighting. Great job, Whit. Way to play, babe. Way to win. Great job, Brandon. Way to win, buddy.
All right, fellas. Several things we talked about in this game. Number one is getting a running game going. So that's progress.
That's it.
Talk about taking the ball away. 6 turnovers. So that was good. You got a lot of support in this room, Devin. I don't know how much outside of it, but you got a lot of support in here.
Right. Yeah, that's it, D.
I'll go with you any day. We're still leaving some plays out on the field, but at least we're making them. We're making them. We just got to make more of them. Just got to make more of them. All right, good work, fellas. Congratulations. That's good work.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk with the coach. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins me. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Looking at that game, though, going into that first half, 21-7, you guys are down. But yet you stayed patient. You seemed committed to the running game. Was that part of the game plan or a little bit of strategy? They got some small guys on the field. The matchups were there for you or a couple combination of both?
Yeah, probably a combination of all of those things. But even though we were down 21-7, we still felt like we were moving the ball, and we were had ourselves in some scoring opportunities. We're down there in the scoring zone, and we just couldn't convert for one reason or another. So we didn't feel like it was time to abandon ship. It was just time to try to do what we were doing better, and that's really what the emphasis was in the second quarter and at halftime and going into the third quarter was, let's just keep doing what we're doing, and let's do it better and finish the drive and get the ball in the end zone. So that's kind of where we were on that.
All right, I want to ask you about the process of getting players ready to play, some guys that are a little bit nicked. For example, Logan Mankins going into the Baltimore game, got through that game, and then an injury pops up. And at some point, you're installing the Buffalo game plan. When does that process start? Monday with the game plan, and maybe by Wednesday, there's sort of a backup plan ready to go in case that next guy needs to step up? Or do you just treat everybody the same?
Well, I think when the players come in on Wednesday, we talk to each player and tell him what we expect his role will be in this game. And if there's a player that's we're not sure whether he's going to play Sunday or not, but if that's the case, he probably wouldn't practice on Wednesday, then whoever his replacement is would start getting reps for him on that Wednesday or Thursday practice when that player's limited and isn't able to do everything. So that's kind of the first indication. But we let everybody know on Wednesday, hey, this is your role, and this guy, we're not sure what his status is, so you have to be ready to do this or whatever it might be. So that's part of the week. And then sometimes as you get closer to the end of the week, you can see, well, looks like this player is going to be ready, or it looks like this player isn't going to be ready, and then you kind of modify that on Thursday, Friday, Saturday as you go along. And truly, a lot of those decisions come down to game-time decisions that we really don't know until Sunday morning when we get to the stadium, work the player out, and see what it is, whether he's going to be able to go or not. So we have to be ready either way if he's there or if he isn't. And if he is and we lose him, then we have to make that adjustment in the game.
Thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Denver Broncos. First, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Steve Gregory's path to the NFL.
When he crossed that threshold and went on the field, he was a different kid than when he was in my earth science class.
But first, we sit down with Patriots captain Vince Wilfork.
You want turnovers every game. The more we can give our offense, Tom Brady and our offense the ball, the better we'll be.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots teamed up with the New England Revolution to help teach local youth the proper rowing technique.
You know, I'm not a real huge proponent of like video games and watching TV and things like that, so I think that kids should be out running and playing outside.
It was all a part of the Patriots' season-long initiative to celebrate volunteerism.
To connect with people and kind of have a real relationship with the community, I think is important, and I think that giving back and helping when we can is important for us to do.
Go Patriots! Welcome back to All Access. As Coach Belichick said earlier in the program, the long faces from a week ago are gone. It's now time to string some wins together. Dan Rhodes checks in on the Patriots, who are searching for their first home win of the season.
Wow, what a catch by Brandon Lloyd.
Fresh off an amazing 45-point second half, the 2-2 Patriots are gearing up for a home date this week with the Denver Broncos.
Going to be hit again, and down he goes.
The Patriots routed the Broncos last January in Foxborough in an AFC divisional playoff game. The one big change from that Denver team? Tim Tebow and Tebow Mania is gone, while future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning and all he brings to the table has arrived.
One thing about Peyton is, you know, he's a smart guy. I think the physical tools you already know is there, but the toughest thing for us is going to be, you know, trying to make things difficult for him. He does a great job of reading defenses and getting guys in the right place.
So now we get ready to watch two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game as Tom Brady battles Peyton Manning for the 13th time.
I think at the end of the day, it's the Patriots versus the Broncos, and I have a job to do, and so does, you know, the defensive guys have a job to do. You know, you're not blind to the fact that there's a great player, you know, on the other side of the ball that, you know, is capable of having a great performance.
Another storyline to follow this week, the man who snapped the ball to Brady for the past 9 seasons as he makes his first start for his new team this week. Dan Copen will be hiking the ball to Peyton Manning.
He's a great friend of mine, so we've had a lot of battles together. You know, I miss having him around here, but, you know, it's part of this business, and he moved on, and he's got an opportunity, and, you know, hopefully we play well against him.
After watching the crowds in Baltimore and Buffalo the past 2 weeks, you have to believe the Patriots are hoping the Gillette Stadium crowd is fired up and ready for Sunday's big battle.
As players, we feel like it's our job to try to come home and defend our home territory, and, you know, when you're able to do that, you get that support in the stands. We have to do our part, and we know they're going to do their part.
By the way, for his effort at Buffalo on Sunday, Tom Brady was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. It's the 21st time he's won that award over his illustrious career, tying him with one other player for the most in NFL history. And, of course, that player is Peyton Manning. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots nose tackle Vince Wilfork. And first things first, let's talk about this defense, because you guys are sending a message. There is some hitting going on.
Yeah, you know, one thing we want to do is be a aggressive and physical, you know, defense. And I think last week we did pretty good at that. So the more we can play at that, the better we'll be.
I felt sorry for Jones, the guy you just picked up and just flat.
I'm sorry you feel sorry for him. I don't.
You love hits like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk about the attitude of the defense. Do you see it really starting to develop now?
I mean, the more we play with confidence, the better we are. Uh-huh. I mean, our whole thing is to execute well. Prepare well and execute. And I think coming in at halftime, that's one of the things we said. You know, right. Continue to execute and finish this game out, and I think everybody believe it. You know, we play with a bunch of confidence, and it showed. So we need that day in and day out, you know, and we'll be okay.
All right, I got to ask you about Bianca, because I know she goes to every single game. Yeah. Okay, and she's texting. Who is she texting?
Oh, I mean, she texting me.
Who is she? She's texting you. Yeah, you're playing.
She's always texting me, asking me about certain plays and, you know, why I did this, why you didn't do that. You could have made that play.
Is she your biggest critic? Is she on you all the time?
She's like a bill. She's a bill at home.
She's a bill at home.
Yeah, she's a bill at home.
So when do you see the text?
After the game. And sometimes I'll be in the car with her and I forget to check it because I'm out of the locker room. And I'll just start reading it in the car. And I'm like, and I start laughing and I ask her what she meant.
So, she's tough on you though, huh?
Yeah, she's tough. She's a tough lady.
I'm wondering who got more TV time. In the last game.
She probably did.
She did. She got a lot of airtime.
She probably did. Absolutely.
Taking on the Denver Broncos, a team that obviously Peyton Manning's coming to town. Mm-hmm. Okay. Took a year off last year. How much respect does this defense have for Peyton Manning?
I mean, you have to. I mean, he's one of the best. When he finishes playing, he's going to go down one of the best quarterbacks to ever played. So,
is he still the same quarterback?
Yeah, I mean.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's still making the throws. He's still running the offense. I mean, he's just a great, great quarterback. So we have to be on our P's and Q's every play. We can't let one play linger on, one bad play linger on and end up to more worse plays in the game. So, but he's a handful. He's definitely a handful. So we're gonna have to be ready. We have to be prepared for him.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Don't hurt me.
No, you're okay.
I appreciate that. Vince Wilfork, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. New England's Matthew Slater is one of just six sons of Pro Football Hall of Fame members to be drafted in NFL history. His father, Jackie, a member of the Hall of Fame class of 2001, spent his entire 20-year career with the then Los Angeles Rams. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the Point Counterpoint Debate. This week's topic, are we comfortable with the state of the offensive line?
The experts tell us that when it comes to offensive line, continuity is key. And until I see the same five guys on the field every week, I'm worried about continuity and I'm not satisfied with the current status of the offensive line.
Assuming Logan Mankins is part of the group, I think the offensive line has actually improved its depth through the first month of September. Donald Thomas making plays. Sebastian Vollmer is healthy. Marcus Cannon doesn't even have to do anything. He is depth. You're rushing for 250 yards a week. You're protecting Brady. Dante Scarnecchia has done it again.
All right, Andy, I'm going to agree with you on this one. The reason I'm comfortable with the offensive line play so far is because they feel like they've gotten a lot of confidence. Last week, they did a great job run blocking and pass protecting. And moving forward, this is something we can build on. All right, I'm Christian Fourier, and this has been the Point Counterpoint Debate. I'll see you next week.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach rejoins me now when we talk about the Denver Broncos. Going back to last offseason and the Peyton Manning sweepstakes began, how much did you pay attention to it, if any at all, where he was going to end up, whether it was AFC, NFC? I think we all had an inkling he wanted to stay in the AFC. Were you surprised when it was Denver? And, you know, then the schedule comes out. There were other opportunities. He could have played for Miami, could have played for the Jets. There were other rumors out there. Were you shocked it was Denver?
No, not really. I wasn't shocked. I mean, I know he had a lot of options, so whatever, I'm sure he made the one that he felt was best for him personally and professionally. But sure, we definitely followed it. I mean, he's clearly one of the top players in the game, and you want to know where he's going to end up, and you also want to know if he's on your schedule if he ends up there. And certainly he'll have a big impact in this game and the way the offense runs through him. So it's definitely a factor for us. I guess the good thing is we've played against him plenty of times before and you know, have a sense of you know, how he plays and what his style is and so forth. But at the same time, he's, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and he's very difficult to go against. So it's a double-edged sword.
You turn on the tape, you see 18 sitting there in the shotgun. Does it look like the Colts offense, but with a team wearing orange uniforms?
It's exactly what it looks like, yeah. Even to Stokely in the slot.
Do you chuckle, or is there some seriousness in there where you look at Peyton Manning and people evaluate his arm strength, whether it's there or not, your take on whether he can still play the game?
Oh, I think he can make all the throws. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we can see his throws down the field to Decker, to Thomas, to Stokely, to Tammy on middle read, seams, post, go patterns. I don't think there's any question that he can make all the throws that he needs to make. He's already made them this year.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at ewill603. Wants to know, you got the challenge flag. Why do you keep it in the sock beneath your pants?
Well, so when I go to pull it out, I definitely can get it and throw it. If I have it in my pocket and I reach for something else in my pocket, I don't want to inadvertently jerk it out there, because if it comes on the field, then it is a challenge. Once it hits the ground, you've got to have it. So Just a little extra security down there.
But I did see that the new hoodie got unveiled last week, and they have the big pockets there. You could kind of put some zippers on the side if you needed to.
Could do that.
So we'll probably be wearing the hoodie from this point out?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
All right. There you go. There's your Twitter question of the week. If you want to ask Coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. You'll be back later in the show with the Bellustrator. Denver Broncos, what are we looking at?
We'll look at some Denver defense, a little defense and special teams today.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Coach will be back later in the show as we get into the Bellustrator, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We take a look back at one of the greatest position duels in NFL history.
We've had a great history with playing the Peyton Manning-led team.
Plus, Bill Belichick introduces us to a dynamic Denver Broncos team on the Bellustrator.
Von Miller is, you know, their key guy. He can run the edge, he can run the up and under move, and very athletic player.
And you're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette Venus, proud supporter of breast cancer awareness. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to Barnstable head coach Chris Whidden. He's our Bob's Discount Furniture High School Coach of the Week. The Red Raiders ended Mighty Everett's 28-game winning streak with a 13-7 double overtime victory. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Thank you very much.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will make a $1,000 donation to the Barnstable football program in the name of Coach Whidden. Congratulations.
USA on three. 1, 2, 3.
USA!
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
If you're a sports fan, it doesn't get much better than this. Here in New England, we've had the pleasure of watching two of the greatest to ever play their position, and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Well, these two future Hall of Famers have produced epic drama for fans of both teams.
We've had a great history with playing the Peyton Manning-led team.
I know people, they all often will label it, you know, as a game between two quarterbacks, but we all know it's a team game.
Direct snap to Manning, fires toward the end zone, it is caught, touchdown, fires to the right, open, touchdown, touchdown to Deion Branch. Fourth down, the handoff to Edgerman, he is stopped, can't you believe it?
He's a great player, he works at it, I know how hard he works at it. And I've always had an appreciation for guys who put that much time in.
Here's the rush, fires to the end zone, intercepted in the end zone. Here's the rush, sack. Jarvis Green's got him back at the 25-yard line. They're set to kick off the 2004 NFL season. Looks, floats, end zone, touchdown. Tom Brady, here's the rush by Willie McGinnis. He sacks him back at the 30-yard line. Kick is up, the kick is on the way, and the kick is no good! No good! As the Indianapolis Colts and their high-powered offense with Peyton Manning come into Foxborough, Dillon remains the lone running back.
Corey Dillon busting it up the right side. 44 yards.
Fires to the right, and it is intercepted in the end zone by Rodney Harrison. That puts the cap on it with 4 seconds to go. Rodney Harrison intercepts in the end zone, and the Patriots have held the mighty Indianapolis Colts to 3 points.
Peyton Manning is a tough, tough quarterback. I mean, he runs that offense to a T.
From the RCA Dome in Indianapolis, Indiana, the winner of this game will meet the Chicago Bears in Super Bowl 41 in Miami. Fires near side. Intercepted! Left side! Asante Samuel, 20, 15, 10, 5! Touchdown, Asante Samuel! Play action fake Manning. Back to throw. Looks, fires right side, open, Klepo, touchdown.
So you just can't prepare in practice for him. You know, it's all the way through a game with him. And he's one of the best that ever done it.
The Colts have come back from a 15-point deficit to tie it with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Fires over the middle, intercepted, that's going to do it. And that's going to be all she wrote. and the Indianapolis Colts will go to the Super Bowl, and the Patriots' season will end.
60 minutes! 60 minutes, you understand me?
Here's the rush. He steps up. He's going to be hit, and he tosses the ball, and it's caught by the Patriots, going down at the 41-yard line. Roosevelt Coleman, it's an interception, and the Patriots take over with 2:25 to go in the game. All righty, fourth down and two for the Patriots at their own 28. The ball game hanging in the balance. Fires right. It is caught at the 30-yard line. And I don't think it's enough for a first down. And now this ball game could be lost.
Fires it to the right, could be picked off. It is intercepted by James Sanders.
He's probably one of the toughest quarterback I ever faced in my career.
You know, I'm glad to be playing this time around.
Fourth quarter, we were playing a Staten Island rival, and he had rushed for 365 yards, 5 touchdowns. The game was well put away. It was like a 40-10 victory in the making, and he finally asked to come out. And he was just maybe 30, 40 yards away from setting a New York State record for most rushes, and he didn't want to break the record. He probably felt, we didn't really talk about it, but he probably felt like the game was won. I'm just playing to break a record, and that wasn't what he wanted to do. And I thought that said just so much about Steve Gregory's character. The first time I saw Steven Gregory play football was in a Curtis High School junior varsity football game, and I spotted this player who I hadn't seen a whole lot. It was early in the season, and he was just scoring touchdown after touchdown. And I realized that his days on the JV would be numbered. When he crossed that threshold and went on the field, he was a different kid than when he was in my earth science class. He just, no prisoners, he just would run you over if he had to. And if he made a mistake, which was, occasionally he made one, he didn't let it bother him. And he never sulked, never showed any side to him other than that competitive edge. And other kids on the team respect that, and that's what brings out the best in your players, is when they're all striving for that.
It's intercepted at the 40. Over the middle, it is intercepted. Oh, yes, it is.
I would think that Steve Gregory feels like his time at Curtis was well spent, and it afforded him the opportunity to move on to the next level, to college, and ultimately to the NFL. So I think his decision to attend Curtis, he probably feels like, was a good move. I'm not surprised at his success.
That was Steve Gregory's path to the NFL.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Bronco week, meaning, that's right, Peyton Manning. Hey, Papa Bear, cue up the grill.
Yeah.
We're kidding. The biggest difference, I think, for Peyton Manning, feeling a little pressure in these games, he's getting hit. But yeah. Why is he getting hit?
Well, let's see. This is what Peyton Manning wants to happen. He wants the defensive ends who are rushing the pass
to get
pushed up the field. There's no threat there. He can kind of feel them going past him. What the rushers want to do is get upfield and then dip their shoulder and not give up on the play so he feels the heat even though they're not hitting him. They'll get rid of the ball fast.
And that's what Cunningham and that's what Ninkovich have been able to do. So, okay, another way you get to Peyton Manning, you get to his receivers. The biggest one that I'm worried about is Demaryius Thomas. He's big. Are the Patriots physical enough? If I'm the Patriots, I'm putting Devin McCourty. He's Devin McCourty. Because if Demaryius Thomas is here where he's flexed off at the snap of the ball, what are you going to do, McCourty?
I'm going to jam you.
That's right, you're going to jam him. Disrupt my timing. Force me to alter my route or try and come back inside. I don't want that to be there.
Because here comes Patrick Chung. Because you want Patrick Chung over the top. Slow him down at the point of attack. Make sure you have your help. Get him to go where he doesn't want to go. He has no choice. He comes off the line. bam, you jam him. You don't even care if you miss because you're putting him inside. It's almost like a two-on-one situation. Slow him down, make it some harder, tougher throws for Manning.
It's Peyton Manning. It looks like the Colts offense, but it's perception versus reality. What's the perception?
The perception is Marvin Harrison does not play for the Denver Broncos.
Break. What's the perception?
I'm Jackie Britton with our opponent news. A familiar foe returns to Gillette this Sunday as Peyton Manning and the Broncos face the Patriots. Patriots fans gave Manning a warm welcome when he was an injured bystander last year. This season, he returns to the game wearing the orange and blue colors of the Broncos.
You know, I'm glad to be playing this time around. You know, didn't get to play last time around there. So I just, I'm really focused on, you know, practicing well this week, you know, trying to do my job, trying to play better on the road than I did last time. That's kind of where my focus is, and that's plenty to prepare for and plenty to think about.
For all the latest up-to-the-minute Patriots news, be sure to check out Brian Lowe and myself every day on Patriots Today. While Manning gets the Lions' share of attention, don't sleep on the Denver defense, as Coach Belichick explains in the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. It's Denver, Coach. Starting with special teams here, what are we looking at?
Well, one of the key players for Denver in the kicking game is number 30, David Bruton. He's a fourth-year player out of Notre Dame. Here he is, the outside guy on the punt return team. And the Broncos are in a return. They're just trying to hold up the line of scrimmage, but he's on the rush. And he's already blocked a couple punts this year. He's got good get-off, long, good up-and-under move. So punt protection is definitely going to be an issue here. But Bruton's one of their key players. Here he gets his hand up there and blocks the punt last week against the Raiders. He's also a very good coverage player and good in the return game.
So good stuff all around. It seems like there's a lot of plays across the league, special teams early in the season.
Right, and you know who their key players are, and you always got to take care of them. This is one of the rookies for Denver, number 95, Derek Wolfe, and he plays usually on the offensive right, left side of the defense. And here he is kind of setting the edge in the running game, using his hands well. Rookie out of Cincinnati, and Big East player of the year last year. He really does a good job in the running game. He's a strong physical player. He's added a lot to their defense, and, you know, right there makes a big play against the Raiders last week.
How much is their defense different from when we saw them in the divisional round? I know Jack Del Rio's there. They've tweaked. It seems like they have a 95 like you do. Rookie contributes a lot.
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit. They made some change in the secondary, bringing on Porter and Mike Adams back there, but and Wolf up front. But otherwise, you know, they're a good team, and they played well defensively last year. This is the pass rush, and of course Von Miller is their key guy. This guy's really fast. He can run the edge. He can run the up and under move, and like this, he can counter. Even though he gets double teamed here, he spins off that, takes Ryan down. Very athletic player with a good motor, very good edge rusher, but he's also got good power, can come inside. And they also mix it up and use him in coverage. So sometimes if you want to try to send a double team mm-hmm. or slide the line to him, you're just blocking air. He drops out of there and they bring somebody else. So
is that hard for big tackles? You get two big ones to hit that guy square when he's spinning so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's very disruptive. And then, of course, Dumervil, who's always a threat. And, again, these guys will flip sides and you don't always know exactly where they are. You got to find them. But, you know, Dumervil's a good speed rusher, a good power rusher. Here he's able to get the edge, and get the safety there. So we've got to really do a good job on those two edge players with Miller and Dumervil. This time Miller's in coverage on this play. But they present a lot of problems, and they're very disruptive up front.
All right, so you got to get after them. Everybody's got to be on their keys up front.
And of course, this is a real good play here by Denver all the way around. They pressure the quarterback, but the key to the play really is the pass coverage. They have Porter here, Champ Bailey here. They do a good job matching up inside. So there really isn't anybody that comes open right away. And then this is the kind of thing that they like to do, kind of move around here. Sometimes they have all 11 players standing up in a two-point stance. They'll walk around in a scramble kind of look, and then they pressure here. So you can see Roethlisberger is trying to work a double move over here on Porter. Porter covers it. Now he pulls the ball down, and that's Von Miller coming inside for the sack. So they not only have a good pass rush, they also give you some different looks, different blitzes. And, you know, we're going to have to do a good job with our pass protection there in the throwing game.
All right, Coach, sounds good. It's good to be home. Seems like we've been on the road forever.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Go get them, Denver week. That'll do it for the Bellastrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
And I'm Romeo. This weekend on Totally Patriots, Danny Woodhead, he lets it all out in our Tilted segment.
I shaved my legs.
Plus, Shauna, you got Pat's chat. Who are we talking to?
Julian Edelman. And trust me, we put him on the spot.
I got pantsed.
Plus, we take you beyond the bench and introduce you to the assistant editor of Patriots Football Weekly. You won't want to miss this.
52 pickups. Yes!
Hang out with us, Totally Patriots, Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let me start by asking this. What did we learn from last week's game?
I have absolutely no idea. Now, you know what? I mean, what we learned is when this team avoids mistakes and plays to its capabilities, I think we confirm what we thought heading into the season. This is a very, very good football team, maybe as good as anyone in football when they're clicking. But when they make mistakes and they're just like everybody else, there is some flaws there. Over the first month of the season and on Sunday, Steve, it was uneven. We saw some of the flaws. We saw some of the mistakes, and we also saw in the fourth quarter, some very, very good football.
One of the terms I sort of lean back on is football character, Steve, and it's hard. How do you know that you have that? I think you have to face adversity and see how you respond, and that was the thing that I thought we learned the most about the Patriots. Very tough spot, down 21-7, early third quarter. Looked like they could have taken the knockout punch, and you saw what happened, so I think they showed good football character.
What Peyton Manning are we going to see on Sunday? The one that struggled at the beginning of the year, or the one who just lit the Oakland Raiders up?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think the arm strength is clearly an issue for him. He's not throwing the ball with as much velocity. And it's not so much. Everybody's talking about the wobble. To me, Peyton Manning has always had an occasional wobble to his throw. But the ball seems like it's taken a little bit longer to get there. But to me, Steve, he's so smart. He's really only had one bad quarter in the four games. He threw three picks in Atlanta in the first quarter. You know, aside from that, it's 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. It's Peyton Manning. Now, is he the same guy that he was, you know, 3-4 years ago in Indianapolis? No. But these guys are getting more comfortable with him. You can see it on a week-to-week basis. And he will not get fooled very often. And I think the difference that you saw on Sunday was Ryan Fitzpatrick forcing balls in and making some mistakes here and there. I don't think you'll see that out of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, if you want to sleep on Peyton Manning, good luck to you. I mean, I think you have to expect his best, Steve. And
I agree.
You can find the bad plays if you want, but I think you can find them with any quarterback. And I thought the theme this week for the Patriots was disguise. Okay, before the snap, don't tip off your intentions to Manning because he's such a smart quarterback that if you give him the opportunity to know what you're doing, he's going to find the opportunity and he's going to hurt you.
The fans. Is it time to call out the fans here in New England?
You don't think it was quite as raucous here as it was in Buffalo and Baltimore? Is that what you're trying to say, Steve?
You know how loud it was in Baltimore. And you know how loud it gets in Buffalo.
It's been, 12, 13 years now, right? The Belichick era. The team has won an awful lot of football games. It took about a quarter and a half into the home opener to hear the boos. So were they a little bit spoiled? Maybe they're, a little bit of a wine and cheese crowd. I don't know what the situation is, but it seems like this crowd can make an impact. But it seems like they pick their spots. They wait till a playoff game. You know, for example, I thought last year in the night game against Denver, I thought was a very loud crowd. Mm-hmm. But now it's almost like the regular season is a ho hum for them. And I guess we're all a little bit spoiled.
Yeah, we're pretty privileged in our jobs that we get to go to different stadiums, Steve. So we get a feel for the different environments. And I think you just have to call it like it is. This is a lower-level environment for a road team. Next week we're going to be talking about Seattle. That might be number one, in terms of they create penalties with their noise. I mean, it's something they take pride in, so I think it's a fair point.
Well, the fans could be a big factor this week when Manning comes to town.
Absolutely, especially with all the stuff that Manning likes to do at the line of scrimmage. Mike talked about, making sure that he can't make pre-snap reads and disguising everything. So if Peyton wants to sit here and change stuff, that's on the fans to make sure that he has a hard time doing that.
All right, my favorite time, prediction time. What do you got?
you know, I love Manning, and I respect him so much.
There's a butt coming.
No, I think the Patriots are going to win the game. I mean, that's my butt. But I do think that I respect Peyton Manning a lot, and I think that he's going to put some points on the board. I look at this game as sort of like the fans do. You know, it's going to be a shootout. I think the Patriots win something along the lines of 34-28.
Yeah, we're thinking along the same lines. I like the Patriots, but a higher scoring game. Let's go 35-31.
Wow. You don't seem getting rattled here.
No, you're not buying it?
Well, I just think with the Patriots defense and the way they step up. Now, the secondary, I'll give you that.
That's a concern.
That is a concern. All right. All right, guys. Great job.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you later.